Another death blamed on severe weather. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A second person has died in northern Michigan as a result of a tornado. Officials say the victim was in their 70s and lived in a mobile home park. The small community of Gaylord, northwest of Detroit, is usually immune to extreme winds in the springtime since the Great Lakes typically zap the energy out of storms. More than 40 other people were hurt yesterday. Russia has needed a victory in Ukraine, and it apparently got one in Mariupol.
Russia claiming today it has conquered the entire city. They said nearly 2,500 fighters have surrendered, still leaving about 100,000 civilians there in pretty dire straits. Ukraine yet to confirm the loss. Meanwhile, from our team on the ground and many other sources, the fighting in the east is intensifying. Russians blowing up a community center in one town where 200 civilians were said to be sheltering, resulting in casualties. Having failed on several fronts, Moscow is now trying to lock in some solid contiguous gains in the southeastern part of the country.
Fox's Greg Palcott. More assistance is headed to Ukraine from the U.S. President Biden has signed a $40 billion package into law. He did it while in South Korea. The legislation was flown overseas so it could be signed promptly. But for one U.S. lawmaker who's a native of Ukraine, that relief is overdue.
Indiana Republican Victoria Spart says the U.S. was slow initially in sending weapons and other military aid to her native Ukraine.
We've been dragging our feet for a while, right?
But she says the $40 billion in assistance is moving in the right direction.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. New York City health officials have confirmed a case of monkeypox. Officials say that testing has ruled out a second case. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An expected crush of migrants at our southern border has most likely been put on hold. A federal judge has ruled that Title 42 should remain in place. The Biden administration, which is appealing that ruling, wanted it lifted on Monday. Since it took effect, the public health order has kept nearly 2 million migrants out of the U.S.
Now with this federal ruling, the big question becomes, what's going to happen with all of those migrants who have gathered in Mexican border cities waiting for May 23rd when they thought Title 42 would drop? Are they just going to go back home, or are they going to say, well, we'll give it a chance and try to cross anyways?
Fox's Bill Malusian. President Biden's poll numbers keep sinking lower, and he's hemorrhaging support from a coveted demographic, Hispanics.
The Democratic Party is the one that wants open borders because they have this impression or this idea that everyone that comes in through that border is going to vote a Democrat.
House Republican Maria Salazar, a recent Quinnipiac University poll says the president's approval rating with Hispanics is at 26%. There could be something dangerous lurking in your pantry.
There's a new outbreak of salmonella poisoning. This time, the offending product is Jif peanut butter. The FDA, along with the CDC, are investigating reports from several states. The CDC has found that 5 out of 5 people affected had specifically eaten different varieties of Jif prior to becoming ill. Evidence indicates that the product all came from the J.M. Smucker Company facility in Lexington, Kentucky. They say if you've got Jif on your home or store shelves with the lot code numbers ranging from
from 1-2-7-4-4-2-4 and 2-1-4-0-4-2-5, you should wash and sanitize surfaces and utensils that have come in contact with the peanut butter.
Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.